I despise children. There, I've said it.
Kids are permanently chained to that slogan, family values. But when you cozy up to hookers and I find out, I will make that hypocrisy hurt. I just can't whack away.
Hello and welcome to another Cake Wolf's Happy Hour, 31 Days of Halloween Extravaganza, covering the horror anthology called Monsters that ran from the late 80s to early 90s. We have already covered all 72 episodes in this 31-day madness.
Woohoo!
So today is Halloween Day. Happy Halloween, all you listeners.
Spoopy!
I am joined with Cake Bitch.
Hey.
I am Cake Wolf. And today we will be talking about our top five episodes of Monsters.
And also how 2017 is robbing me of all my joy.
Yes, so we kicked it off here with a little bit of Frank Underwood from House of Cards. We did that because there's some recent Fright Site news that popped out at you. And what Fright Site news is, basically, at cakewolf.com, what we do is we take some news that's relevant to horror and throw it at you. That's about it. So we have some articles on there about some interesting stuff. Check that out. And until then, we're going to throw at you some Frank Underwood disgustique.
Yeah, fucking Kevin Spacey. Oh my God. So this morning at like, I don't even know, 6:30 a.m. or something, I'm reading the news on my Apple phone and this Fox News article pops up in there, and it's fucking Kevin Spacey has been accused of sexual assault by a kid who was 14 in the 80s when he was sexually assaulted by Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey took this opportunity to say, I don't remember this happening. I think it was a drunken encounter, but if what happened happened, I owe this guy a sincere apology. And then he went on to take the opportunity to say, oh, hey, by the way, I'm coming out to be openly gay. Fucking Kevin Spacey, like, you know what? Kudos for you being a gay man. That's fine and whatever. But now you just backed up that stereotype that gay men can't be trusted around fucking children. Come on, Kevin Spacey. I thought he was the last true gentleman in Hollywood. And it turns out we can't have nice things in 2017.
2017 is quite the year for horror.
It is sucking a nut.
Well, there's quite a bit of disgusting stuffs happening with, we've got Jeepers Creepers number 3 that came out this year. And although I grew up really enjoying the Jeepers Creepers movies, and I still do, the director of that was a known child molester, and he was able to get this movie out, which, you know, is fine. I mean, the movie itself...
It's not fine.
It's fine in the sense that the movie, I have not seen it. I'm hoping it's good. I do like the Jeepers Creepers monster. I don't think that this dude should be allowed to live. But, yeah, I mean, let's give this franchise that people do have a soft spot for to somebody else. How about we just, like, throw all these child molesters on an island and just have them, like, you know, fight over a couple of coconuts until they all die. Let's not
heartbroken.
Let's not support the child molestation. But I think I would like to see more of the Jeepers Creepers monster.
Yeah, why not?
If it was done by some other peoples. I will watch the third Jeepers Creepers movie.
Ugh.
I'm not going to allow man's bad life choices.
Why don't you, like, steal it so that they don't get
to basically, you know, ruin memories from my childhood. But, it's pretty disgusting.
You won't let his molestation of children ruin your memories of your own childhood.
It's so hard to talk about, folks. And it's almost like if you do discuss it, you're treading very cautious waters.
Yeah,
I mean, very very fine line to walk across on the realm of podcasting, because, you know, as horror fans, we love our horror movies, and it's a shame when something like this comes along
and
to throw in some taint, because I still want to watch these movies, and I'm just, I guess, the best that I can do as a horror fan is not connect the art with the creator, and hope to God the man dies a horrible death and the franchise gets given to somebody who does not molest children.
I'm just like, I'm so just done. Like, is there literally nobody who can be trusted who has a penis?
Well, I think...
I mean, okay, no, this was the other one that came out recently. I'm going to butcher the name probably because...
Okay.
But you know the guy who survived the Holocaust, Eli Wiesel? Is that how you say his name? He also, like, grabs asses. He thinks it's cute to grab ladies' asses while they're getting a picture taken with him. Like, literally, somebody who looks like a child got her ass grabbed. Now, she thankfully was an adult, but also, like, that's still not okay. And George H.W. Bush... He was grabbing asses, thought it was funny, like he was trying to make people at ease by grabbing their asses. Like, what is this? He was president, come on!
Well, our current president grabs vaginas.
We know he grabs them by the pussy. He makes no qualms about
that. Well, I mean, there's so much, there's so much grab ass going on. Grab dick, grab pussy.
Is there grab dick going on? I guess in Kevin Spacey's
situation. Yeah, I mean, it's all very head twirling.
Kevin Spacey.
You know, I guess we all just can't be as cool as Shaquille O'Neal. What can I say?
Is he the last gentleman in existence?
He might be. I mean, he was Shazam. So
he does that little wiggle thing. What was that commercial? It was some like weird.
That was Gold Bond.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. Yeah, he does a little wiggle.
Yeah, that was the Gold Bond commercial.
All right, you know what? Shaquille O'Neal, he's my new favorite person. So tomorrow I'll find out that he molested a bunch of boys.
Come on, stop it. Shaquille O'Neal is amazing. He had Shaq Fu. Yeah, there's an old video game for the Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis. Pretty horrible. Like, all of the movies and the video games that you're gonna get Shaquille O'Neal in besides NBA Jam are gonna be like, you know, Hulk Hogan kind of style for his media. Not very top quality, but entertaining nonetheless. I remember there was a movie called Steel that Shaquille O'Neal did, which was as ridiculous as Shazam. In Shazam, he's playing as a genie.
Yeah.
In Steel, he's got, I think he's an alien in that one. He's got like a giant steel costume.
I was going to say it was Shaq, but I think it was Magic Johnson that worked with Starbucks to bring Starbucks to like underserved city areas.
Uh-huh.
I was getting them confused.
Okay. Well, what I'm doing here by changing the subject to Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Is
just trying to bring some joy back to my life.
I'm saying that, yes, there are people out there with penises that can be trusted.
I don't know if you're one of them.
What the hell is this?
Oh, man.
Jesus, come on.
Well, I don't think you're a child molester,
at least. Of course not.
Thank God.
But, yes, I can be trusted, and I do have a penis. There are people out there that have genitalia of the male sort that can be trusted.
I'm just exaggerating, but literally, like, come on. All these people.
For every...
I know, like, old people definitely grew up in an era where, like, they just did take what they wanted from women.
Well, there can't be one without the other, right? So there's all these people going around that are selling pieces of the cross way back when, saying that unless families give them all their monies and let them fuck their daughters, then they're not going to get to heaven.
Well, that's
Martin
biblical.
Luther comes around. He says, this is bullshit, and I'm putting a stop to it. And he does. So there are good men with penises.
Right, but and isn't Job
Playmobil
supposed, what, was it
recognizes Martin Luther, Mr. Martin Luther, sir.
Yeah.
Playmobil actually recently created a Martin Luther action figure that comes with a German Bible and a quill.
You said
and
recently?
It's the top selling. It's the top selling Playmobil action figure of all time. So that says there's a lot of good people out there supporting other good people.
Or it means there's a lot of churches that are buying up these things for their Sunday schools.
Sure.
That's probably what it is.
you go to church, I mean, and all they have to play with is like 500 Martin Luthers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. One. For
I
want to
be Martin Luther. No, I want to be Martin Luther. Look, everybody can be Martin Luther, and he
we
all
have
and everybody gets a German Bible and quill.
But wasn't that in the Bible? Was it Job that tried to give his virgin daughters to the angels in disguise? They were pretending. Wait, who was in Sodom and Gomorrah? Was that Job? Or was that someone else?
I don't even remember. I thought it was Lot.
Oh, yes, it's Lot. That's okay. Exactly it. Lot. Like, these angels are coming around pretending that they're looking for, like, peen or something. And he's like, no, you can't have peen. That's a sin. Here, take my virgin daughters.
Yeah.
And he was a good man. He got saved. He got saved from Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, he got saved by stopping people from twiddling.
By having sex with consenting men.
Yeah.
By giving his virgin daughters away.
Yeah.
Such a good dude. Such a good dude. I have so many list of grievances.
There's always very bizarre things going on in that Bible there. But, you know,
but
there's good things,
too.
What
I'm you can't find guidance. Like, just, you just, it's complicated, I guess. But this is really disappointing. This is bumming me out.
Man. I mean, I think the best thing you can do is just, like, educate your kids.
Yeah, definitely. Like, teach your boys that when a girl says no, even if it's like, ha ha ha, no. Like, it means no. Just
right.
Don't
yeah.
go any further.
Yeah. Just educate your kids. Make sure you keep them safe. There's a lot of weirdos out there.
And the same goes for girls. If
and there's nobody
no,
that is off of the list. Nobody that is off of the list on suspect. Because, you know, we've got celebrities, we've got politicians, mm-hmm. we've got sports stars, we've got everybody that is out there in different career choices that have, you know, could be doing awful things. And
yeah,
you never
I mean,
know.
Nobody is a perfect person. Right. I get that. But, like, it seems like I have been drunk many times, and I have never raped a man, and I have never molested a child.
Yeah.
Or molested a grown man. Mm-hmm. Like, none of this has ever happened, even while I'm drunk off my ass. So I don't understand why it's so hard for sober people, and or drunk people, to just not do it. Make
well,
good choices, guys.
I suppose that is why you are not one of those Kevin Spacey types. So,
I guess. I don't know. I'm just heartbroken about it. Like, 2017's robbing me of all my joy, and we don't have any liquor in the house.
I mean, yeah, there's just so many icons that people had looked up to that are
falling from graces.
Right. Bill Cosby, he was a big one that hit me hard.
Somehow
that bothered me.
Completely surprised me.
Oh, it surprised the hell out of
but
me.
But also, like, that changes everything. Because I used to watch The Cosby Show, like, falling asleep at night when it was on, what was that? Nick at Night.
Right, yeah.
And they had it on Nick at Night, so.
Well, he's just such a huge and important icon for our culture. And,
well, not anymore.
Right. So it's a shame to see a lot of this stuff happening. And, yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? The best you got is to
bring it out in the sunlight.
Educate others. Yeah. So
let the sun disinfect it. And then, like, teach your kids not to be assholes.
Right. Yeah. Boy, oh boy. So that kind of fits in with the scene here. We're covering monsters. And this is, there's real life monsters out there. So make sure that you're educating your kids and trying to do your part in keeping them safe.
Yep.
And that's the best you can do. But yeah, there are real monsters out there, as my father would say, and they look just like you and me.
Word.
So
yes.
Yeah, he said, you don't have to be afraid of the wolf man. Right. But be afraid of your neighbor. So there you go. We're going to move.
Or at least be suspicious.
Right.
Until they prove otherwise.
Yeah, I suppose. I say always be on guard. Yeah. Anyway, moving forward, we are doing our top five. We are going to start at our fifth and work our way down to the first. And as we're doing this, we will throw at you a couple of little things about the episode, why we liked it, and why we think you should watch it. So these are the top fives that we think if you only watched five, you should watch these. And I'm going to let Cake Bitch kick this off with her number five.
All right. So my number five might surprise everyone, but my number five is Household Gods. The super misogynistic one.
Right.
So this one was about the new mother who tried to continue her career after having a baby. And there is an evil misogynist at work making her life a living hell. And then we find out, well, after she gives up her career and becomes a stay-at-home mom, we find out that her husband's in cahoots with this misogynistic elfish imp. And is, like, winking and high-fiving him in the closet because now he's got his way. He's got this domestic woman at home. And I think you should watch it because I think it is a smart observation by a woman who was working in horror as a horror writer about misogyny and how ingrained it is in our culture. Like, there are things that you do that you don't even know it. Somebody today posted a meme of Pepe Le Pew. You know how Pepe Le Pew is always trying to kiss the cat and the cat's trying to get away?
Yes.
And this is the story that we send our children, is that that's funny. This skunk is trying to kiss a cat against her will.
Oh, mon chéri, my love, my everything.
Because he's just a come misogynist. Here, my dear. He just wants a little smooch.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I definitely think Household Gods is worth a watch because it's pretty spot on. All the things that they touch on with this misogyny is, like, things women tell other women and things men tell women. And it's just, it's a smart episode. And infuriating. And, I mean, the imp's kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mostly just like, what the fuck, man? So that's why Household Gods is on my top five.
All right.
You want to do your number five?
My number five, I actually don't have written down here because I have my top three, but I'm torn. It's hard to pick. I've got a lot that I like for this, and yeah, that might be surprising for some, but if you do know me as a person, I tend to really like things that are, you know, obscene or just completely absurd, ridiculoso. Really love full moon movies, and Canon Films made some of the best movies ever. So, you know, that's where I'm coming from. Troma Boy, yeah, I don't know what to tell you, but I like a lot of bad things.
Yeah, if it's terrible, he loves it.
Well, I like a lot of bad things, is what I'll say. So I guess I'm gonna say my number five is going to be taken by... it's hard to pick. I'm going to go Bond of Silk. This is the one about the... it's basically a monster fight where a couple goes on their honeymoon. They're led to this place by a travel salesman who gets them a really good deal somewhere. When they get to the honeymoon suite, there's no bed, but a giant web that the dumb husband jumps into. So I'm guessing this travel agent has to pick really special people. So this putz jumps into the silk bed hammock thing. He thinks it's a fucking silk hammock. But yeah, that is why this man is the living... the avatar of all shriveled penises and ball sacks around. He jumps in there, gets stuck, and then his wife has to try and help him get out as a giant spider's coming down to feast upon him. This one was really fun because basically it's the wife fighting this big old spider, and you can't get better than a giant monster fight, in my opinion.
I killed three spiders today.
I love myself some kaiju films, so I really love myself some big old versions of, you know, household insects and whatnots. So, giant spider for the win. Yeah, I really loved it.
The smoosh at the end was very satisfying.
Yeah.
And the spider was pretty cool. So
lots of ooze at the end. And I also love me some ooze. any kind of action figures when I was a kid that incorporated ooze into the play style, they were my jam. Going on to number four, I'm going to let you hit it up next.
All right, so we'll just pass back and forth here.
Yep.
My number four pick is Glim Glim.
Okay.
There were probably three others that didn't make my list, so I did not have as much trouble picking as Matt did. But Glim Glim is the sad story about an adorable alien who accidentally dooms a town to death by releasing a virus from outer space. Most of the town's people die, so he encapsulates the town to prevent the spread of the virus, because he's not a bad alien. He just, something bad happened, an accident happened. And he is studying the survivors for clues about, like, how they're immune, like, so that he can make a vaccine to save the rest of humanity.
Right.
But in true human fashion, the little girl that's involved in the story, she loves Glim Glim. She's curious about him. She teaches him how to communicate, and they, like, form a bond.
Right.
But the adults, in typical human fashion, kill the well-intentioned alien and doom all of humanity to death. Well, except probably, like, four other people who have immunity. And what the hell is that? Anyways, so
is
like...
Is someone talking about me?
No! Glim Glim, go back in your hole!
okay, just try to avoid saying that thing. I do believe she's crawling back under the bed.
Fucking whore.
Shh.
Anyway,
go on.
These two dudes... They had an opportunity to be the good guys, and instead they murdered an alien that was going to save the entire race.
Yeah, that was a fun one. I really enjoyed that one when I was
2017.
When I was a child, that was one that stuck with me throughout the years. Did not make my list. Well, it could have. It's on here, but I'm going to choose Parents from Outer Space, I think.
Okay, that was one that I was debating.
Yeah,
about.
I really like this one a lot. It's hard to choose between this one and one called Pillow Talk that I really enjoyed, because I feel like there's some really strong writing in Pillow Talk, and
I liked the monsters in Pillow Talk.
Right, the monsters in Pillow Talk, I love.
That's what I like.
You know what? Parents from Space. Basically, this one covers a young girl who has been adopted by some geriatric bastards. So it's a wife and husband that don't really want the child for any other reason than the money that they're going to be getting for fostering her. And because of that, they, like, you know, they abuse her. They physically, emotionally, and verbally abuse her. They even kill her little pet hamster, which is really sad. But luckily for her, there is an alien spacecraft that crashes in her foster parents' barn.
Luckily.
And when they go out to investigate, they get zapped into the bodies of these aliens, which look like giant rats. And the giant rats inhabit the bodies of the foster parents. And they're actually really sweet to the kid and let her basically do whatever the fuck she wants. So they're the perfect parents. We get her living with them and having a great time eating tons of sugary sweets, cheeses, and, you know, they don't
donuts.
Really care about anything other than lives of luxury. So they're letting the kid buy all the toys she wants and have all the candy she wants. I mean, what kid doesn't want this? It's like a dream parent right there. Two giant rats. You can't get better parents than that.
Yes. Yeah, very cool.
How about your number three?
My number three is The Family Man. This is the one about the widow who has a second chance at love. She meets this gentleman and brings him over to meet the family. Her daughter's really excited about it. She wants her mom to be happy after her dad had gotten killed on the job. But the son wants nothing to do with this guy, because this guy is actually a lizard monster in reality, and the little boy can only see it when he has his dad's glasses on. So his dad's helping him expose this guy as a total fraud.
Yeah.
So I went back and forth about this because the kid shoots the new boyfriend / fiance, which is not a great message to send. But thankfully, he turns into the lizard man instead of remaining to look like a dude. So the kid doesn't go to jail because he just killed a monster.
Yeah.
So he's actually the savior of the day.
And the little kid, for those listening that haven't heard that episode when we covered it, looks exactly like I did when I was a kid.
He does look a little, he looks like a tiny little Matthew.
Exactly like I did.
It is weird. Like, it was down to the glasses and everything.
Yeah. Very weird. Terrible actor that kid was.
Yeah, the acting wasn't great, and they had this weird music playing the whole time. Like, what was it? Like the church?
Yeah, it, like church infomercial kind of thing.
But the monster was so cool, and the effects and the use of computer animation, basically, and also the makeup job that they did on this
guy.
Yeah,
for the time period, it was very impressive.
It was. I mean, it was impressive, I feel like. Even today, like if it were a low budget movie and it was made today, I would not be like,
Oh no, I would. Yeah.
Like it was legit good. So that's why that one. Made
and that one had a really strong and powerful lesson to it, to be careful who you let into your life. The mother goes full bore nuts, hot pants on this dude. 3 dates. He proposes. She agrees.
Yeah, but that's how...
What the fuck?
That's how it was with her last husband, though, too.
I mean, you know, the lesson of this is strong, I think.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that... It's not a stretch. It's not a stretch when you've got kids to get a background check done on said dude that you believe should come into your home.
Or at least do not agree to marry him after he basically just called your daughter super hot in front of you.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, that's the end of it. If I was her,
gross,
and he said that to me, I'd be like, oh, you know what? I just came down with violent, explosive herpes.
You're probably
gonna
want to
leave
run away.
Like now.
I think it's airborne.
So moving on to our number three, I have Household Gods.
Oh, okay.
I really love this episode, and the top three for me are very hard to choose from because I like them so much. It's hard to choose a number one out of these three, so, you know, I did the best I could, but all three of these that
you are doing it in order.
Yeah. So all three of these that I'm going to do, I think, are just as good as the next, and all three of them should be watched. Household Gods is amazing because, essentially, this one covers a misogynistic view and gives it a monster. And it's totally offensive, but it's meant to be. And the message in there is incredibly strong. And it's something that has to be witnessed. The monster itself is this troll-like dude that is all pasty white with a big old beard. Kind of looks like David the Gnome that rolled around in some cocaine. Just kind of went all Scarface in some powdery goodness. And then terrorizes a woman for not doing her household chores by making shitty toilets appear and eventually stealing her firstborn child. So, check that one out. That one's incredibly fun.
Stealing her firstborn child until she finally breaks down and agrees to stay home and watch the child.
Yes.
It's, yeah. I mean, I love
that one.
This
is
one
that needs to be turned into a movie.
I kind of agree.
Yeah.
I mean, we discussed, did we talk about that on the podcast?
Yes.
Or was it after the podcast?
It was
that
on.
We talked about how it should be a comedy.
Right.
And, yeah. Yeah, like Melissa McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was after the podcast.
Nope,
we talked
it was
about
on.
Because I thought I was...
No, Darian actually text messaged me about it, it was on.
All right. Well, yeah. So we think it should be a comedy, and we also think the women should win.
Yeah. Yes, they should find the opposite, where there's the misogynist monster, they should have a feminist monster, and they should go into battle with it like fucking Pokemons.
Yes.
So, what's your number three?
We already did number three. We're on number two now.
We are on number two?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so my number two is Mr. Swolver.
Oh, okay.
This is the one about the young boy who's, like, ostracized by his own mother and sister after his father leaves. They basically have him being a manservant to them.
Mm-hmm.
He's not allowed to have friends until one comes to him via a cereal box toy.
Yes.
He drops it in water, lick-em-ups, and...
he calls any kind of liquid that he can drink, water, dandelion wine, soda pops, any Hawaiian liquid. Punch, he calls it lick-em-ups. This is like the perfect creature to have if you have to clean up crime scenes. Like,
just yeah. lick up blood.
We need
look
to get our Schwalber in here.
So anyway,
good lick-em-ups.
Mr. Schwalber.
It's meant Swolver. To be pronounced Schlobber.
Schlobber.
But it's spelled several different ways. The most common you'll find out there is S-W-A-L-B-R, which does not...
Schlobber.
Does not say Schlobber.
No.
But that's what that's how they're pronouncing it. Right. I always thought it was Schwalber.
He essentially helps this little boy grow some confidence through friendship to stand up to his mother and sister.
Yeah, his abusive mother and sister.
And yes, they're very abusive. And eventually he overtakes that and they have to serve him. So it's like every child's dream to overcome their bullies and make them subservient to them. I mean, it's what Back to the Future is based on.
Right.
Like all of the movies, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. I love Mr. Schwalber. I think it is a fantastic episode. It's hard to get better than Mr. Schwalber. My number two is also Mr. Schwalber.
Yeah?
It was a hard one not to put that in slot one. I would really love to have a Mr. Schwalber toy. Add that to my collection.
Do they make them?
No. We would have to find someone to make it for us, or I would have to get some time and creative juices flowing to do
Learn
that
how
myself.
To whittle wood.
Yeah, Whittle Wood or something. It's really an amazing episode. I highly suggest it, and there is no other monster out there in media to compare this thing to. You're not going to get a monster as a cereal box toy. It's basically a creature from the prehistoric era that hides itself inside of cereal boxes. He's not the only one of his kind, and he's one of few that hide in cereal boxes. Others hide in different places. And yeah, so it's interesting the way that they describe this creature. And I kind of got a vibe because he does mention how some of them like aim to live in the ocean. I kind of got a vibe of H.P. Lovecraft with him in a sense, because when he's really big, he does kind of resemble some of the, like, the frog monsters in H.P. Lovecraft in a way. And I don't know, maybe
so
there's,
you think
there's
it might
like,
have been a little bit inspired.
Maybe there's some variations of Swalber out there. And some of them, like, maybe one of them's Cthulhu. Maybe the Cthulhu monster, he lives in the deep sea because he just loves the lick-em-ups. Like, he's not... Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I think the one thing I have to give monsters props for is that they, like, Parents from Space featured a little girl who got her dream life, which was eating sugar and cheese and living in total disarray and disgustingness.
Yeah. By the end of it, there were also, like, tons of Barbies and, like, with, like, really funky hair styles. And, like, there was a bicycle, brand new bicycle in there.
And they, and in...
graffiti all over the house walls.
In Schlover, they gave this boy this ideal life, which is basically overcoming your bullies, having a friend, and making your bullies subservient to you.
Yeah.
So, like, they treated this, like, childhood innocence very uniquely. Like, they didn't genderize it so much.
Yeah.
which is nice. Like, yeah, she had Barbie dolls, but they weren't beautiful looking by any means. Like, it was...
Looked
it
like she dunked cool their hair in syrup.
Just noticed and, like, established that little kids are kind of just all the same.
Right.
They just sometimes play with different toys. And but what's they also... both have this, like, wonderful ideal life where they rule the roost and yeah. adults are gone and stupid.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I had in my brain box growing up. I would say that there are some episodes in here that you could definitely sit down and watch with your whole family. I think Schwalbe and Parents from Outer Space are definitely two episodes that you can sit down and watch with your family.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So I would say Glim Glim, too, even though it's really sad.
Yeah. How about your number one?
My number one is Satan and the Suburbs.
Okay.
I loved that that episode. Like... Okay, so it's about a demon who recruits a working mom. She's really struggling to make ends meet. She can't pay any of her bills. I feels you. And this demon comes up and says, listen, you're going to write my memoirs. And if it gets published, I get to move up in the ranks of hell. And in the process, like, she agrees to it without realizing that it means she has to be a demon as well. So she gets turned into a demon and her son gets turned into a demon, and her son loves this because Satan the demon guy is giving the son basically a slave to do all his schoolwork and everything's very easy for him, and the mom's like, I don't want this. I want to go back to my normal life after this is done. Promise me that I can return to my normal human life if I get your book published. And the demon doesn't want to do this.
Right.
So she goes, like, straight to Satan herself and makes a deal with him. And Satan's like, yeah, you get it published, and I will let you free. So she gets the book published, and the demon comes back with the published book, and he turns around, and he has little angel wings because he's been promoted because, actually, he turned into a better person. And I don't know, I just, it was so goofy and funny, and the acting was really good in this one. And this, I mean, the lesson was also like,
yeah,
work hard, don't compromise your values. It's better to get something because you worked hard at it than because you had somebody just handing it to you.
This one was a strong contender for most likely episode of Monsters to become a sitcom.
Yes.
I definitely could see this being a long runner.
I would love to see this as a running sitcom.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. It's a very good one, and I think it's fine for a first pick. My first pick was The Match Game, which is more straight-up horror when compared to a lot of the episodes of Monsters. This one's actually pretty scary, and it's basically about... we got Ashley Lawrence from Hellraiser fame.
So it got and, bonus points there.
Right. Instantly off the bat. But this one's basically about her, a new friend of hers, and two other friends that she's had for many years. Her and her two friends that she's had for a long time go to this old house at the end of the lane, and it's abandoned. They go to the attic and basically have a bunch of matches. They take turns telling a horror story at night. And they go and tell a story until the match that they light runs out, and then the story gets continued by the next person. What's different about this time they're doing it is the new person that Ashley Lawrence brings into play, because what's happening is every time that they're telling the story of this awful thing that happened to this man to turn him into a beast, it's actually coming true, and by the end of it, it's got a really amazing special effects scene where we've got this zombie-like monster that can kill people just by looking into their eyes. He actually sucks the soul out of a girl, and we see it happen to where she just kind of, like, decomposes in his hands.
Yeah.
And she turns first into a fleshy mess and then into ooze that he's, like, just kind of flinging off of his hands. We see it pretty solid transition for this special effects, and it's a smooth transition. It doesn't seem Like, it's too choppy where they're, you know, how in some movies they move away from the scene to show a reaction of someone else.
Yeah.
And then they move back to the scene, and then you see that the transition has gone further. But in this one, it's more of a smooth and consistent decomposition of this lady turning into ooze through his fingers. And I love it.
Well, this one had a lot of notable actors in it, too.
Yes, it did. And the writing was incredibly strong because the tale that they're telling about this individual that comes to life is a strong contender for any of your really solid campfire tales that you would hear by established writers, like any of I really like the scary stories, the old scary stories books.
Yes.
And I feel like this one could have felt right at home in one of those.
Yeah, it felt authentic. Like, yeah. It's something that kids would do, like, to spook other kids.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I liked it. I liked that episode.
Yeah, I really did, too. So those are our number ones. Those are our top fives. And we want to thank all of you for joining us for this 31 Days of Halloween extravaganza. We want to send a special thank you to Mr. Darian Brock, Mr. Buddy, yes, and Miss Monica for letting us hit up their website with a whole bunch of episodes.
We have bombarded.
Yes.
Padded Room Podbean.
We have Padded Room Podcast. You can find
them. Every time I go to listen to the episode, I have to
PaddedRoom.podbean.com. Yes. They're a really great show. They are the trio of knuckleheads. Mr. Darian Brock himself is quite a horror encyclopedia. He has seen so many horror movies. You mention one to him and he'll have something to throw back at you about it. And I feel like he brings a great insight to horror. And they're always covering a movie once a week.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I don't consider myself a horror fan. Like, I feel like an outsider here. But, like, listening to them have their conversations is so much fun. Like, I really love their podcast.
They really get into it. They have fun doing it. And that's nice to hear because there's times where I feel kind of dead inside. But, you know.
Do you feel dead inside right now?
I don't. No.
I feel dead inside.
Now, when I feel dead inside, I
everybody knows.
I try not to do the cast because I can't pull through it. So, but yeah, that doesn't happen too often. Anyway, great people over there. Check them out. And anything else that you want to throw at the listeners, Miss Cake Bitch?
I can't think of anything except that, like, I'm so glad this is over.
Okay.
You keep telling me how it was a bonding experience,
right,
between the two of us, and I just keep thinking of Bob's Burgers and how Bob was telling Tina that it's a bonding experience, her working for him for free, and this is like the little clip that keeps running in my head. But I did have fun. Like, there were a lot of terrible episodes.
Well, talking about Bob's Burgers, join us mid-November for the start of our What We Are Thankful For in Horror episode, where I will be joined with Tina Belcher, and we will be talking about...
Are we going to talk about butts?
We will be talking about the Friday the 13th franchise and what Mr. Dustbrain and I would like to see from it.
So no butts.
Dustbrain kind of sounds like Tina Belcher.
He does not sound like Tina Belcher, although Tina Belcher is voiced by a man.
Yeah, well, he kind of does.
Everyone on that show is voiced by a man except for Louise. I think even Linda.
Dustbrain just, he doesn't get too excited, you know?
Now you sound like the guy from Heathers, Christian, what is it, Christian Slater?
Christian Slater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sound like Christian
Sound a little
Slater
bit
now.
Like Christian Slater. Well, I guess I can't do impressions too well. I don't know. Maybe I can't do Dustbrain that well. I think he kind of does sound like it, but maybe I'm crazy. I'm sure he'll punch me in the ribs for it later.
Well, I am suggesting then that our episode, What We're Thankful For, should be about butts.
What? Butts?
Yeah.
Butts in horror?
Yeah.
Did
we cover the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No. But if you want to discuss butts in horror, I'm fine with it. We just have to figure out how we're going to do that.
Butts and horses.
All right, we can We can definitely cover butts in horror. I have no idea how it's going to happen, but if you can talk...
If
you can talk some sense into it, then we can make it happen.
All
right. Yeah, we'll have a little bit of a debate off the show. Anyway, that's not what I would choose to be thankful for in horror. But sure, you can be thankful for that.
Erotic fanfic. No, friend fiction. That's what it is. Erotic friend fiction.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, those vampire movies. The softcore porn vampire movies.
I am thankful
for
those.
Erotic friend fiction.
Oh, boy. Yeah, all right. We're going to be letting you guys go. And thanks for joining us for this 31 Days of Horror extravaganza covering the show Monsters. And we will never have to say again... Thanks for joining us for this 31 Days of Horror extravaganza. Whatever I would say, like
late 80s, early 90s,
blah, blah, blah.
Halloween extravaganza.
So happy I am done saying that all the time.
Well, we're going to do R.L. Stein next year.
Well, by that point, I'll just be over it. Like, I'm over things within like 24
let's
hours.
Just stop explaining what it is at the beginning of every episode.
I guess when you really upset me, you have to like remind me why I was upset with you, because I forget in like I said 24
it's
hours
true.
I've my fucking slate's wiped clean.
I wish I had that ability.
I have the memory of a goldfish when it comes to why I'm angry about things. Unless someone's like super weirded me out. But, you know, whatever.
Then
anyway,
it will randomly come up in your dreams, and I'll get to hear about it later.
I'm going to let you guys go. Again, thank you so much, Mr. Darren Brock, Miss Monica, Mr. Buddy of the Padded Room Podcast. Going to close this out as we have been with the intro to the show Monsters.
Bye.
It's family hour. There must be something on. Oh, wow! Candy critters!
Oh!
Oh, great! It's Monsters, our favorite show.
Shh. It's starting.
I don't know if anybody actually listens to the end of these things, but I like to use them to plug in things that don't really matter, so I'm going to play some Shaquille O'Neal stuff.
All right.
Shaquille O'Neal, a.k.a. Shaquito Bounty Hunter, enforcer of justice,
Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu. Are we doing another Shaq?
Yeah, one more Shaq.
I wake up cool, but this keeps it going.
New Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray. Now get all the cooling, drying power of Gold Bond powder in a refreshing No Mess Spray. New Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond. Jordan is a true gentleman.
Stay cool with Gold Bond, cake bitch.
I'll sprinkle some in my panties tomorrow. Gotta keep it cool.